Good morning. Bonjour à tous on this spring day. This is Veronica Hicks with Hicksville. Now, in 3 days' time, it will be the 1st of April. And, of course, we still have the April Fool's pranks, though not as much as in the past. Still prankish news stories in the press, both in England and France, which always used to be a source of fun, trying to work out what was real and what wasn't. But since the advent of fake news, it's getting much, much harder. My favourite ever was a story in The Times that someone had found Venus de Milo's arms. She's, of course, a permanent resident of the Louvre, where millions come to see her. A non-fake story about her is that at the outbreak of the Second World War, fearing that the Nazis might loot the museum, rather in the manner of Napoleon, who emptied out the main galleries and museums of Europe as spoils of war at the start of the 19th century, the clever director of the Louvre had a plaster cast made of this unique Greek antiquity, and the real armless beauty was whisked away to safety, only returning in 1945 when it was safe for her to do so. The Germans, meanwhile, proudly carried off the copy, with egg on their Gesichter. A great book on the subject of Napoleon's appropriation of Europe's art is called Napoleon's Plunder by Cynthia Saltzman. It is a riveting read, and when you know just what some of the great canvases that we know and love went through to be transported across Europe, in some cases cut up because they were so large, it makes you look at them with a completely new perspective. I digress from the 1st of April, which in France is, of course, Poisson d'Avril, April Fish. Apparently, the Académie Française has just announced that we are to dispense with articles le and la, so it's just Poisson d'Avril. The tradition of the fish goes back a long time, and though it isn't in truth as popular as it once was, before the days of social media, many French children still make paper fish at home and then go to school and tape them to unsuspecting classmates' backs. This is described as coller un poisson dans le dos de quelqu'un, literally to stick a fish in someone's back. And when the unsuspecting victim realizes, the perpetrator calls out Poisson d'Avril. Not very sophisticated, but a lot less harmful than some of the stuff online. So now, what's happening in the Gers on the 1st? A great way to start getting into shape, there's the annual spring randonnée walk at La Romieu. There are two circuits around the town, one starting at 5 p.m, that's 12 kilometres, and a slightly shorter one starting at 5:30, followed by refreshments at the Salle de Fête, costing €10 per person. Later on the same day, at 9 in the evening, over at the Salle de Fête de Pauillac, which is about 40 minutes from La Romieu, there is a bal gascon with music played on traditional Gascon instruments by a group called Les Escampalettes, and tickets for that are €10 per person. On the 2nd, a choral recital that I've already mentioned, but in case you missed it last week, this is Mozart's breathtaking Requiem, sung by Accor et Âme and played by the Cyrano Quartet at the Church of La Sauvetat, which is just a few K outside Saint-Puy. So that's 5 o'clock for that concert. Now, of course, after Pauillac on the 1st, you could just sleep in your car, and then you've only got a 5-minute drive to La Sauvetat. And that's up to you, of course. Lastly, the film of the week. And you have your choice of Florence Condom and Lecture to see All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, the true story of how photographer Nan Golden brought down the Sackler family, the manufacturers of opioids such as OxyContin, to which she, among millions, had become addicted. Please check the times because they do vary from cinema to cinema. So this week, it's music, a bracing walk, and a searing documentary. See you next time.